When I was in third grade, I got sick a lot, and at least twice with pneumonia. And I had pneumonia the winter before. So my parents were very concerned that it will become chronic and my lungs will not develop into healthy lungs. And so they decided that the next winter I need to be in a warmer climate. They pulled some strings, bribed people in charge, and the winter of my fourth grade, I spent in a sanatorium in Yalta, the city on Black Sea, with climate similar to Southern California climate, and incidentally, the city that became very famous because of the meeting of Stalin, Churchill, and FDR at the end of Second World War. I haven't seen much of that city, though. Life there was not a picnic. I slept in the room with at least 10 other girls, if not more. But we had good food. We had fruits in winter. We had vitamins, sun, physical therapy. I also was able to attend school classes, so I did not have to skip a school year. The bad thing that happened, though, was that we all got lice pretty bad. And the sanatorium nurses could not or did not want to deal with it. It was a horrifying experience for a 10-year-old to live in a situation like this day after day. But I guess anyone can get used to anything, really. And that story is about something else. I wrote letters home, and my parents knew about the lice situation. But when my mama and babulia saw me, they said that they did not expect it to be so bad. They said that my whole head was moving. My babulia, and she was a dental surgeon, a doctor, and her sister, my tia Lisa, who was an infectionist doctor, got to work immediately. The substance that was used at the time to kill lice was kerosene. Kerosene is a type of fuel. It's like gasoline, but not as flammable. And I think it's even today, it is still in use in some ways as a fuel. It smells worse than gasoline, though, and it is extremely damaging for hair, especially my hair type, coarse and curly hair. In the 60s in Russia, school dress code was very, very enforced. All girls had to wear the same dark brown dress with white collar that needed to be washed every week and reattached to the dress, and black apron. Hair needed to be braided into two braids. Sometimes we were allowed to have one braid, but for the majority of school time, it had to be two braids. And I, of course, also had two long braids. But after several days of kerosene application, my long hair was not in a condition when it even was possible to tell what is what: hair, lice eggs. So I had to have my braids cut off and came to school with a pretty short haircut. My teacher was furious. She said that I am a disgrace to all my friends and all young communists that came before me. I had to move and sit in the last row of desks by myself so nobody could see me. The next day, the whole school was called to assembly. I was called to the stage so everyone could see me and mock me. The whole school voted to dishonor me and labeled me as a servant of capitalistic West.